Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. The broadcaster's already fumbled this morning. That's okay. I don't think any of us care. I hope you don't care. I care. I'll think badly about it later. What's that? Use a different term?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I could do that.
Fumble gives me hives and shocks. And
no. The broadcasters made a mistake this morning. But the Tigers were big winners last night, 31-17 over Carroll. They advance on to the sectional championship, where they will take on Penn at Penn next Friday night. We'll have the game for you. Game time is not set yet.
It is.
Is it 7 o'clock?
It is not.
Oh, it's 7:30?
Correct.
Okay. Excellent. So that's why we have this show. So we learn things on the fly. So 7:30 coming up on Friday, Warsaw Penn for a sectional championship. Mishawaka beat Goshen 48-14. Concord beat Adams 49-10. Mishawaka plays at Concord in the sectional championship next week. Also, Northwood beat Washington 56-14. And Northridge beat Wawasee 49-20. Northwood will be at Northridge next week for a sectional championship. Columbia City season ends. They lose to Mississinewa 31-15. Glenn knocked off Fairfield 25-8. So Glenn will play Knox in the championship game. Knox beat West Noble in the TV's 46th game of the week, 15-13. Bremen topped Wheeler 21-18. They'll play LaVille in the championship at LaVille. LaVille beat Whiting 50-0. Rochester had a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter on Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic rallied and won that game 28-22. Manchester season goes on. They beat Central Noble 28-21. They'll play Lures in the championship next week. Triton was a big winner over Culver 56-0. They'll play North Judson in Bourbon next Friday for that sectional championship game. Again, at Fisher Field last night, Warsaw was a winner over Carroll, 31-17. We'll play some highlights and talk to Coach Curtis about it next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Enjoy the next level of fun on the water with help from Splendor Boats. Place your order now on Quest Pontoons or a Splendor custom-built power catamaran deck boat. Ask about their indoor, safe, and clean off-season boat storage, winterization, shrink wrapping, and pontoon redecking. Plus, schedule your spring boat arrival so you don't have to wait next year. Visit them in Warsaw or Silver Lake or online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Invest your money in a bank that invests into the heart of the community where you live and work. Crossroads Bank makes sensible loans to friends and neighbors so that together our communities grow. Visit crossroadsbanking.com or stop in at one of their locations with offices in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, and Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems' all-star team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Sullivan's going to roll to the right, looking, pump fakes and fires it low, and it's going to be intercepted! Is it intercepted? They're looking, it is! It's intercepted on the very first play! Pohl picked it off! Sullivan, second and 7. And he's going to keep it and turn up field. He's got room to run, 50, 10, 5, touchdown! Sullivan got behind a blocker and ran it right down the Carroll's throat. And 53 seconds into the game, bang, it's 6-0. Sullivan, Zollinger left side, pushing forward, to the pile, to the end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! Reed Zollinger, 5 yards for the score, and a drive that we will remember for a long time around here culminates in a touchdown for Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Roger.
You get into the playoffs, you just want to play your best. Your boys in all three phases of the game played their best football of the season.
We did, and I took the moment to mention that to them last night because I know oftentimes when I stand in front of them after a game, the first thing that comes to my mind is, what do we do wrong? What do we got to correct? So I made sure to lament the fact that we, top to bottom, kick off to the final kneel down, that was our best overall performance, offense, defense, kicking game. Now, wasn't perfect, but it was our best performance.
Absolutely. And it started
and
on
best
that
effort.
On that very first play from scrimmage.
Yeah.
This offense scores 35 points a game, over 300 yards a game, almost split down the middle, passing and running, and you pick off Jimmy Sullivan on that very first play. That was a going back and watching the video, that was a great read by Eric Pohl.
It was, and he got good depth and good width. And, you know, we did not win the toss last night.
Oh.
The visiting coach gets to call heads or tails. He called tails, which is always the right call. And he won tails, but they wanted the football. So they won the toss and wanted the ball. So it worked out for us because we would then had deferred had it been heads. So we got a good kick. I think they started from their 20. And very first play, like you said, it was a sprint out and kind of a flood concept. And Jimmy Sullivan, who has done it a thousand times, he squeezed that ball in there. We've seen it on film. And we experienced it last year.
Yeah.
And Eric made a really nice play, which set the tempo, set kind of the stage for the evening for us.
Yeah, it totally did. You get 3 yards on the next play, and then Drew takes it off the left side. Looks like he's going to get stopped about 5 yards downfield, just plows through a guy and goes into the end zone.
Made a nice bend. There's some good blocking on that snap and on the first snap. Number four, Ethan Egolf, came through and got the outside backer, or the dog, we call him. Drew made a good read, pulled the ball, got into C-gap, and got vertical, which is important, and then made one little step and kind of broke a tackle. And 23 yards later, you know, we're up 6-0.
And it ends up being 7-0. Smythe adds the extra point. They get the ball back. They start working the ball back down the field, and your guys – came up with another big play.
It was a team that's averaging 35 a game, who has really not been stopped this year. I mean, they've played in some good competition. You know, Warren Central, Hamilton Southeastern, Fort Wayne Snyder, Homestead. They've played some good people. And I think that Coach Callhorn, his staff, our kids really had a good plan and a plan that was executable. Is that a word?
It is now.
Executable?
I think so.
Sometimes you can have a great plan and you physically or mentally cannot execute it for whatever reason. Maybe you don't have the athletes. Maybe there's too much information. But I think they whittled it down to the important things, and we covered well, we tackled pretty well in the open field, and the result was what you saw. Yeah, we knew they were going to get some first downs. We knew they were going to make some big plays. They're too good not to.
Yeah.
I mean, they got an awful lot of speed and an awful lot of skill running around out there. And but when it was time to find a way, make a way, our kids were able to do that. You know, you were in our talk yesterday morning, game day inspiration, and Coach Dan Davis handed out the wish them luck today, too, in their opener. Handed out a sheet with a weed on it. And, you know, I had never really thought about that. You know, weeds just find a way to come back. They find a way to continue to grow. And we did a little bit of that last night.
Forced them to punt. Another good drive put together. I did not, until this morning, realize how long that second drive was. That was a 10-minute drive that got you into field goal range.
16 plays, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember. I watched the tape this morning. I did not grade it or study it. I just kind of watched it. And I don't remember what the breakdown was. But I do know it ended in a positive fashion with a 42-yard field goal, and that's a nice weapon to have.
So you're up 10.
We're up 10.
And end up being up 10-3 at the half.
Yeah.
Get the ball to start the third.
Yeah.
And then, as I said in the highlight, a drive that we're going to remember for a long time about this football team, because this offense is built to do things like that, but your guys just haven't done that this season.
Well, you can't do that when you're turning the ball over. And you can't do that when you're, you know, first and 25 or you're getting false start penalties. And it just seemed like all those things that have been plaguing us for the last eight to nine weeks got ironed out last night. You know, the ball was not on the ground. We had one penalty, which was a block below the waist downfield. So when you do those things and everything comes together and you take care of the football, then things like what you saw can happen. It's impossible for it to happen with our mode of operation if the ball's on the if you fumble and it's second and 12, or you know you're turning the ball over. So it was good to see everything come together in that fashion. But that was something else. I saw one similar. The Naval Academy against San Diego State, I think, with Paul Johnson, went 99.5 yards in 21 snaps and ate up a college quarter or pretty close to it. So I just know it was called the drive.
Yes.
And there had been a bowl game probably about, I don't know, when was Paul Johnson? Probably 10, 15 years ago. I knew we were living in New Carlisle, so it had to be over 15 years ago. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was something else.
19 plays, 77 yards. It took up 12:04, so all the third quarter and the first play of the fourth. And there were six first downs. You were 2 of 4 on third down and 2 of 2 on fourth down during that one drive.
As long as those two missed conversions on third down were converted, then we're okay.
And we don't think of it that way, right?
I do.
We don't add those two things together, but you have to add them together because, as you said,
either you keep the ball or you don't.
Your guys were 4 of 11 on third down, but 5 of 5 for the game on fourth down, which means you were 9 of 11.
I would hope it worked out that way.
I have never thought about that way until you just brought it up.
That's absolutely true.
So you score that touchdown, you go up 2 scores. And that really sucked the life out of Carroll. That is one of the things I learned from Phil Jensen being the coach. I always thought that the quick touchdowns hurt the most when they throw an 80-yard pass or whatever and score a touchdown. He taught me, no, when they drive down and convert a bunch of third downs and fourth downs and score on you, that takes a lot out of you mentally and physically. And it took a lot out of Carroll.
I think it does. I've been on the receiving end of those just 6 weeks ago. But I've been on the receiving end of a few of those drives, and it is not pleasant. From experience, it is not pleasant for your kids to think, "Hey, I got to make one more stop, and we're off the field." And you think you've got it, and they get it by a half. You know, it's 4th and 2, and they get 2.5. Or it's 3rd and 5. Hey, we got them. Well, they get 3 yards, and then 2.5, and it is a. Defensively, as a coach, it's not a pleasant thing.
That's a terrific offensive team in Carroll. Again, you said they averaged 35 points a game.
Yeah. We literally held them to 10, too, and I'll talk about that here in a second.
Yes. The 2 attempted onside kicks, your guys fielded them.
Yeah.
I watch you guys practice that every Thursday.
Never goes like that, does it?
It never goes like that.
Ever.
No.
I will tell you that is probably the most unnerving part of my week is watching us trying to field onside kicks with the hands team. And then it was very nice to see us execute that to perfection twice.
The first one to Rainsbottom, who did a he was ready.
Yeah.
He was in, you know, in a sound physical position, fielded it, went down. The other one was a lot harder because that little dribble kick down
who
the middle.
It?
Isbell.
Okay, good.
Layton moved from his spot to his right. And fielded it moving to his right. He did an excellent job with that.
Yeah, I refer to that group. We call, you know, Coach Frez calls it the All-State or the Hands Team. I call it the Summer Ball group, okay? All those dollars that moms and dads have put into Summer Ball now comes to fruition right there. And we put our baseball kids out there because they've got the best hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
And so we're 2 for 2 on onside kick recoveries.
Andy Maness is listening somewhere, smiling very widely, and he should be.
So keep hitting those grounders, yeah.
And then after that, your guys kept the foot on the pedal, right? They recovered that first onside kick. It would be easy in your mind to go, okay, we're in good shape here. We're going to take this easy. Not that you guys would coach it that way, but they would go, okay, we recovered that onside kick. We're in good shape. No, you guys went back down and scored again.
Was that the score with 2 minutes to go or something like that?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's bad football by, on our part.
146.
Total mistake on my part. Now, great read by Drew. Great to see Ethan Egoff, who does all the blocking, all the hard work, catch a pitch and bully his way into the end zone. That was awesome. Okay. Now, I'm not a math teacher. I have a phys ed background. But I believe there was a coach in a major college game a couple, 3 weeks ago that had an opportunity to take a knee or two and end the game. That was a scenario we had just gotten the first down. And the game is literally over with two, possibly three knees. Okay? So when I screw up, I admit it. Talked to the kids, talked to the coaches about it last night. That would have been a scenario to end the game, and then what was it, 24-10 at that point? Yeah.
Yes.
So we go up 31-10, great run, good execution, but now the game plays on. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And they get a chance to score again and then attempt another onside kick. But now, that being said, we were in go mode the entire night.
Yes.
Let's go get, you know, let's get the play in and go. And so, you know, to kind of pull back from that and let off the gas a little bit was not kind of in our nature last night. But, you know, it worked out, okay? I can think of a game in 2018 where it was really close to not working out against Elkhart Memorial. So, I got to do a better job of that. That being said, I was glad it worked out the way it did, and great to see number 4 get a touchdown.
He's worked really hard at it. His blocking and his execution of the halfback position has really improved over the year.
Totally selfless, and to play halfback in this offense, you know, what Coach Kappas always says, no block, no rock, okay? You've got. I block for you. You block for me, and it's got to be a team deal. So, but you know, how about the pass rush?
Well, that's. I was just going to that next.
Okay,
you're rushing 3 guys against their 5.
Yeah.
2 of them are over 280 pounds.
Yeah.
And you still were flushing Jimmy Sullivan out of the pocket on a regular basis.
And occasionally he escaped, but oftentimes he didn't. And I just thought front 7-wise and coverage-wise, you go through and, you know, Isaac being Isaac. I thought Mason probably had his best game. Nate had a great game. Both backers, I thought both inside and outside backers all 4 played well. And then our secondary did a really admirable job against a potent high-octane passing attack.
We talk about balance, and your defense is balanced in that your defensive line getting pressure on the quarterback has helped your secondary with their coverage. And as the season's gone along, their coverage has helped those guys have more time to get to the quarterbacks. Because at the beginning of the year, guys were able to throw the ball deep on us. And that's almost not happened at all the last eight games of the season.
Yeah, I'm going to knock on wood because we got some speed coming at us and some passing coming at us, along with running here in 6 days. But that's for another day. But, yeah, they have done a really great job of being patient, sticking with your coverage. And, you know, because that's when Jimmy Sullivan and Carroll are so dangerous, is when they break, when they flush him from the pocket, and then it's all bets are off, and he can either run or continue to run laterally, and those receivers just start taking off, breaking their routes, and going deep. And we've seen on film that's how they've scored a lot of their points.
And that's why it's so important that you have the right people in the right positions to be able to create that kind of complementary defense from front to back.
Absolutely. And, you know, the patience that you got to have, because you're rushing the passer play after play after play after play. That's exhausting. Sometimes you get to him, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're close. You know, we utilized five guys on that front three last night that were, I thought, very effective.
Offensively, you ran 61 running plays, zero pass plays for 298 yards, and
301.
Okay.
I'm just messing with you. You know I don't count the kneel downs.
No, I totally, I would like
I'm
to see.
I'm just messing with you.
I would like to see scoring change because I even said it in the broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
But 61 plays, and I think you had the two to Ethan, you had one to Ransbottom. Everything else was between the tackles.
It's a fullback quarterback offense, but to really take full advantage, those are the width of the field and the depth of the field have to be attacked for us to be operating on eight cylinders. We jumped a little bit from a four cylinder. It looked like we're operating on five, maybe even six at times, but we've got to be able to pull and pitch the football based on what a defense is doing. We've got to be able to run our counters effectively. We've got to be able to throw the boot pass and the play action pass and the sprint out game. Those are all things that for that outfit to be operating at full efficiency have to happen. And we're creeping there. We're not sprinting there. We're creeping there.
Your offensive line so much credit for what happened last night because, again, Carroll's got one safety who's 15 yards back to keep you from throwing that dump pass over the middle. Their cornerbacks have come in. They're almost in the box. And so you're running against 10 guys.
You're running against a loaded front, yeah.
And you're still getting 3 and 4 yards a carry.
Yeah. And we don't get overly concerned with numbers that are between the ends or the halfbacks as much as where the alignment is, where is what the shade is by that particular defensive lineman, because that determines everything, or where there may be a bubble, what we call a bubble, where they have a D lineman over your snapper, and then the next D lineman is a B-gap guy, and then the next one might be really wide. So finding those out, getting the angles is really important. The number of guys between the halfbacks, we feel like if we can get some type of movement and continue with our feet and get a good surge and get the correct read, get the ball in the right kid's hands, that you can't get bored with 3 and 4 yards, and we try not to.
There was one kid who I want to make sure that we mention today, and that's Robbie Hoffer, because
how about that?
Zollinger gets hurt,
goes
down, has to come off and get checked up. Talk about the confidence level that you have in number 41 to put him out there, even if it's for a play or two plays or five plays.
I think he carried the ball 3-4 times last night. He's going to be the same kid in practice and in games you know, always ready. You know what I mean? Yeah. His reps in practice are the same as what you see on Friday night. Full speed, fearless. You saw it against Wawasee. He got rocked by that number 33 and, you know, had to sit out a little bit there, but he's worked his way back. And we know that, you know, if needed at any time, that he's going to be on the ready and go in there. And it's like one and one A. It really is. And obviously, Reed, with the reps he's gotten, has a better feel for things. But Robinson is right there, and we're certainly not afraid to use him.
Next week, we're going to Penn.
We are. We are. And as we mentioned, from what I've heard, 7:30 kickoff.
Okay.
From what I've heard. All now, right. That's coming from two elderly coaches who have spoken on the phone together this morning and said, what time do we want to play this? So nothing's official
okay.
until my bosses say, hey, here's when the kickoff is.
Gotcha.
But I know if the two head coaches have their way, I think 7:30 is what we'll go with. But, yeah, I'm so darn proud of our kids' effort, Roger, and they've been the last 3 weeks – have been really fun to coach these kids. The last 3-4 weeks have been really fun. We had some rocky times there along the way. You know, and the effort and the passion has always been there by our kids. But sometimes they let their emotions get the best of them on the field. And I think that the last few weeks have been a little more even keeled.
Yeah, and it's shown in the production. So, good job last night.
Thank you.
And we will see you on Thursday.
We will be there.
Okay. Head coach Bart Curtis after Warsaw's 31-17 win over Carroll last night. Again, we're at that time of the year where it's a little different show. Tiger Sports Diary is coming up next. Then you're going to hear from Jack Carpenter, the girls' golf coach, about their season. That's coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
I am a Colts fan.
I'm a Bears fan. And you out there are Warsaw Tiger fans.
Whoever you root for, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Aldifer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future. So if you're a Colts fan, a Tiger fan, a Bears fan, or a fan of any other team,
except the Patriots. Aldifer Bergen can be the head coach of your financial planning team.
Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. I had to chuckle the other day because I heard a lawyer on TV say you should come to their firm because they're the attorneys you know. But yet, you've never heard of them, except from the television commercials. The attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock are part of this community. We may help coach your kids at T-ball, see you at a golf match, or simply be your friend or neighbor. If you don't know one of us yet, chances are someone you know does. But whether you know us already or not, we hope you'll give us a call and get to know us as your attorneys. Call 267-6116 for an appointment today. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
You see a worn, out-of-date shower. We see an up-to-date shower with a beautiful glass enclosure custom designed for you. A Glass Doctor specialist will transform your old shower into a bright, upscale sanctuary that's timeless. It may even increase your home's resale value, all for less than you might think. Schedule an in-home design consultation with the Glass Doctor Specialist today.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Oh, yeah!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Before we jump into things, Coach Curtis has one more thing.
Yeah, our young Tigers are hosting, they're having their Tiger Day at Fisher Field this morning. It'll actually be noon, and our sixth graders are playing Plymouth sixth graders at noon today. So if you are not yet into your college football day routine, come on out and watch the future Tigers take on Plymouth at noon today.
Good. Excellent.
No admission.
No. Wow. Free is good. Free is good. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's start with cross country, as the cross country team ran in both the teams, the girls and the boys, ran in the regional round last week. The new format, sectional, regional, state finals. More teams running at each venue, so a little harder to get off that start line. So it was a challenge, but the girls came in fifth with a score of 224. Concordia won it with a stunning score of 46. They went 1, 2, 7, 13, and 23 for their 46. Homestead was second. Carroll of Fort Wayne third. East Noble fourth. And Warsaw advances with a score of 224, 7 points better than Huntington North. Joey Rastrelli, in her last, next to last run of her high school career, 18:31, she finished in sixth place. Also for the Lady Tigers, a 28th finish for her sister, Sammy Rastrelli, a sophomore with a time of 19:22. Eden Metz, 52nd, the sophomore with a time of 20:04. Ella LaPut, a junior, 20:35, finished in 65th. Margo Sprankle, a sophomore, ran 117th with a time of 21:37. And Annabelle Parker was 148th with a time of 22:05. Elizabeth Vanderby was 191st, and the senior ran at a time of 22:53. So the girls advance. What about the boys? The boys finished second to Concordia. Concordia had 85, Warsaw 101, Wabash, Angola, and Carroll of Fort Wayne also advancing. Jackson Geckenheimer was fifth. The sophomore finished in a time of 15:56, just 12 seconds off the winning time. Tyler Memnaugh was 12th. The junior ran in a time of 16:11. Senior Tyler Swartz was 15th with a time of 16:14. Andrew Potter, 38th, 18:48. Clark Maridou, a junior, 16:51. He finished in 43rd. Gabe Klein was 57th, and the senior ran in a time of 16:56. Rick Orr was 64th. The junior ran in a time of 17 minutes flat. So the boys and girls both advance. Both are running today in the state finals. You can watch that update at IHSAATV.org. The boys start at noon today. The girls at 2:30. Both teams left yesterday to a heroes send-off at the high school, and we wish them the very best. And again, you can keep up to date with that at IHSAATV.org. That brings us to this week. No real sporting events until we get to Wednesday. There are community hours at the T-Rack for walking from 6:15 to 8:15 on Tuesday if you're interested. The winter sports season officially begins on Wednesday, when the Warsaw Lady Tiger basketball team will play its earliest season opener ever. They will host Fort Wayne Northside in the Tiger Den. JV game at 6, varsity game will follow, and we'll have that varsity game starting at 7:05. On News Now Warsaw, should be a very exciting season. There's been a lot of changes in the roster, more than we thought. We'll talk more about that on Wednesday. But again, Warsaw opens up what should be a really big season on Wednesday at home against Fort Wayne Northside. Then we have football coming up on Friday night. The Tigers going to Penn. We'll see about the game time. No official word on that yet. Could be 7, could be 7:30. We will let you know at warsaw-tigers.com. Plus, we'll also have ticket information and a link for you to buy digital tickets. The girls then will be back in action on Saturday. All three teams will be playing. Freshman girls in the Career Center gym at 6. JV girls in the Tiger Den at 6. And the varsity will follow that against the Norwell Lady Knights, which is always a very, very good early season game. And we'll have the varsity game for you starting at 7:05 on News Now Warsaw. Coming up in a coming up next week, Lenny Krebs will join us here in studio, and we'll be talking about the Lady Tigers season. It'll be the first time that they've played a game, and we haven't talked about them with Lenny Krebs yet on the show. But that's the way that works out. So we'll have Lenny on next week, Saturday morning, here on News Now Warsaw. He'll be our second guest, Coach Curtis, then Coach Krebs. Plus, we'll continue our catching up with the other coaches at Warsaw Community High School. And we are going to have a show on the 11th. Okay, we're going to have a show on the 11th. We've got some teams that we want to catch up with, volleyball and the two cross-country teams, and it would be a shame to kind of shoehorn them into places. So we're going to have a special show on November 11th just for them to talk about their seasons, which have been tremendous seasons, and that will be coming up on November 11th at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, Jack Carpenter of the girls' golf team will be here to talk about how his season went, his two stars at the top of the order, and how Abby Peterson did at the state finals. We'll recap all of that coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Relax in style on a new recliner sofa or sectional from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture in Warsaw. Hi, this is Mike. Right now, save on Lazy Boy Furniture, including $300 off in-stock reclining sofas and love seats, and up to $800 on in-stock recliner sectionals. Visit ReinholdsFurniture.com and hurry in today to 118 West Main Street in downtown Warsaw for these limited time savings. Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
Collier's Heating and Air has long been known for quality and integrity. Quality in their line of Lennox heating and air systems, and integrity in the way they've been doing business in our community for the last 36 years. So when they say they have a Lennox heating and air system for your home with $1,500 rebates, along with up to $2,000 off the dealer list price, you can take them at their word. Lennox quality and Collier's integrity. Trust Collier's.com.
Emergencies are an unfortunate part of life, but have you ever had an eye emergency? Oh yeah, they happen. This is Dr. Jason Rich at the Spectacle Shop. Maybe your glasses broke and you need an immediate fix. Maybe you left your contact lenses in way too long and you woke up with a painful red eye. Maybe you're seeing flashes of light out of the corner of your eye all of a sudden and you think, hey, I should probably get this looked at. Maybe you thought, nah, I don't need safety glasses while I'm using this saw, and now there's something that's been stuck under your eyelid for the last 2 days. We fix all these emergencies and routine problems too. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Michiana, you're approved. Need a new ride when everyone says no way? You're approved. This is Wade with Nissan of Warsaw. Low credit score? I don't care. You're approved. I have the power to say yes to everyone. And with my you're approved process, $500 down, bam, you're approved. What do you need? Current pay stub, photo ID, and proof of where you live, along with four friends that'll tell us how amazing you are. And bam, you're approved. To start the process, call us at 574-267-5850. NissanofWarsaw.com, TradeWithWade.com. You're approved.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw with the girls' golf coach at Warsaw Community High School, Jack Carpenter. Hi, coach. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Hey, so I've been doing this show now for over 20 years, and one of the things that has been constant throughout, no matter who's coached, no matter who's been on the team, but the girls' golf team has always gotten off to a slow start. Starts where the team score on 18 holes is 385, 390, 395, sometimes over 400. This year, first match, 348. What was the difference?
I think just experience. We had some girls that have, you know, played a little bit more. I think as a coaching staff, we had them a little bit better prepared. A lot of the girls played a lot more in the summertime than maybe they had in the past. So I think we were more ready, you know, for those first invitationals. While 347 or 348, whatever it was, sounds a lot better, it was still disappointing in our eyes, so we thought we'd be even a little bit better at that point in time. But probably just, I think it's a lot of experience. The girls just played a lot more leading up, you know, to those first few matches.
And the results didn't show it at the beginning, but it began to pay off because the back half of your lineup started to lower their scores and that team score started to look pretty good.
Yeah, if I, you know, look back over last year, we basically had the same lineup minus one girl. And every girl that we had, 1 through 17 this year, improved over their average last year. Just to give you, Abigail Davis, number three, four for us most of the year, she improved almost nine shots per round. Claire Royce almost improved five shots per round. You know, Olivia and Abby, who didn't have a lot of improving to do, you know, were three shots better and where they're at. I mean, that makes a huge difference. As a team, I think, Our nine-hole scores this year were nearly 15 shots better than they were last year. So just a lot of hard work by the girls, especially short game, course management, things like that, that they're starting to pick up a little bit better. So those kind of things, you know, result in good improvements.
The improvement was steady. It was obvious. And then you got into that first match in the Northern Lakes Conference, that big match against Northridge, and things didn't go well. What do you remember about that day?
Yeah, it was kind of a synopsis of our season. We would get three really good scores, but we could never land that fourth score. There may be a couple times we shot 157 when we did, but most of the season we'd get three good scores, and we just didn't have the fourth score. Northridge had five very solid players. They didn't deviate from 80 to 89. They were all bunched together, and that was our issue most of the year, being able to compete with the top-tier teams. We just could not get four really good scores on the same night, and that was the issue with Northridge. Maybe their number one girl, who was headed to Bethel, had a terrible night at Pretty Lake. And unfortunately, we had two girls that had similar evenings, and we should have gotten that one, and we didn't.
So what changed then? Because if you look at the scores match by match, your nine-hole score is in the 170s. And then Homestead, it goes up to 189, and then it drops. And your girls then start to make this steady progression where it looked like they had a change of attitude or they got serious because the scores got better and better. What was the difference there?
Well, the 189 was the back nine at Stonehenge, which is much more difficult. And one of the things I've done with our girls is we play it a lot longer than what they had in the past. It makes a huge difference. The weather was not great that night. So I'm not one to make excuses. Homestead is dynamite. They're one of the top five teams in the state. But we played very poorly one through five. And maybe that was a wake-up call for some of them because they know that we have to be able to compete with Homestead and Carroll and CMA and Northridge at the regional, you know, for that state advancement. Maybe it was a few kind words from coaches that got them back on track. No, that was a tough evening. Probably, I don't say probably, was our high score of the year for nine holes from our top five for sure.
Talk about the girls. I know that you have those two girls up at the front of your lineup that were just solid all spring long, or all fall long.
They are just, they have worked so hard. Olivia and Abby, from the time the season was over, they kind of took what I told them that they would have to do to compete at the level they wanted to get to. I know Olivia was disappointed in the way she finished, but her differential from her best score to her worst score was the smallest margin of any girl that we had. She just didn't have that really low score this year like she had done last year, but she was very consistent. Abby, on the other hand, you see what she did towards the end of the year. She kind of peaked at the right time, made a name for herself at the state. Very much a grinder, just will not give up, will compete and even when things aren't going bad. And the best thing about her is we have her for another year, and she'll be a great leader as Olivia was this year for the group we have coming back.
The funny thing about Abby, you break down kind of the analytics of her state finals 36 holes. She didn't hit a lot of greens in regulation, which means she's doing a lot of up and down work, and she was really good there.
Her first day, if you would have watched her play, there's no way that you look at her and think, okay, there's no way that girl is four or five over. I don't think she hit her first green till the seventh or eighth hole, but she was making putts. I mean, I'm not talking three or four footer. She was making a 20-footer when she needed to, or she was getting up and down out of the sand when she needed to. Our preparation the day before was fantastic. We spent a lot of time around the green, and it paid off. The second day, she started off hitting fairways, hitting greens, and I told her as we were walking down, I said, you know, it's a lot easier to coach you when you're hitting fairways than hitting greens. It's a little tougher, you know, when we're trying to get up and down every hole, you make it a lot harder on yourself. But I think that goes to her mentality. She's going to get it done no matter what. It's like a basketball player that doesn't have his shot, but he finds a way to score when he doesn't have his best. And I think that kind of summarized what Abby did at the state.
Talk about the other girls. Talk about the girls that you took deep into this tournament run and some of the other girls that are going to be coming back for next year.
Well, we had four seniors that basically contributed a lot. You had Olivia. We have Abigail Davis, who did a great job this year. The improvement she made from last year was phenomenal. It helped her. She ended up making all conference this year, which was fantastic for her. We had Macy Carlisle, who's kind of in and out of the lineup for us this year. Those were the three that really contributed. We had Claire Royce, kind of hits the ball further than probably any girl we have. And if she can get a grasp on her short game, we have her for another year, she will be a big help, especially losing Olivia. We've got to fill that void, probably not with someone as good as her, but we just got to lower, bunch it together a little bit more. For next year, Lily Henderson was a girl who's in volleyball, decided to play golf this year. She had played in junior high. She shows glimpses of being able to really help. I mean, sectional, she shoots 44, 43 on the front nine and just kind of has a couple bad holes on the back nine. He couldn't stray herself, but I think that's just part of inexperience. And she's been working really hard this fall on getting better, so that's a bonus. We have Lucy Ray, excuse me, that will be back next year that I think will be a big help for us too. Sophie Stewart, who's a swimmer but is really dedicated to the golf as well. Again, a girl who hits the ball very well. It's just the short game that keeps her from scoring like she should. So I think we have some parts there that we can work with next year and get right back to where we were, especially when you have someone like Abby who's a hard worker and is willing to lead by example and get the girls out there playing. Just last night, I had three or four girls I saw out there playing at Stonehenge. The night before, we had four. So they are still working at it, even though the season's in, which for a coach warms the heart.
Thank you for your hard work this year. Good job. And we look forward to talking to you about the boys in the spring.
Thank you so much, Roger. Appreciate your support.
You bet. Jack Carpenter of Girls Golf. When we come back, more here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
CarTech takes the ding out of your car or truck body and will make your vehicle's finish showroom fresh again. CarTech is a new type of body shop. With the CarTech smart approach to body repair, dings and dents are a thing of the past. CarTech will repair, repaint, and refinish your auto skin and take care of the insurance paperwork too. Don't worry about the ding. You have CarTech. On the curve at 900 South Buffalo in Warsaw and at cartechsmart.com.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
I forgot to mention that the girls basketball team, you can get a preview of their season today. Their season starts on Wednesday, but they have a scrimmage at noon today in the Tiger Den against Valparaiso. So if you're looking for something to do today, or if you're interested in the girls' basketball team, which, by the way, you should be because they're going to be really, really good, then go to the Tiger Den today at noon and watch them work out against Valparaiso. Again, Warsaw will play football against Penn next Friday. That will be on Bittersweet Road. Game time yet to be officially announced, 7 or 7:30. We'll have to wait and see. As soon as we know, we'll put that up at warsaw-tigers.com. Last night's football game is available right now. You can go to the Facebook page of NewsNowWarsaw.com, and you can listen back to the broadcast from last night. Tiger Talk will be there here in just a couple of minutes when we finish up the program. Thanks to Coach Curtis for being in here today. Thanks to Coach Carpenter for spending some time with us. Thank our sponsors, including not only R&B Car Company, but the Warsaw Donut Shop for providing donuts for the coaching staff today. I'm Roger Grossman. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up next.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.